We're also joined by Erica Nadowski from the Associated Press, filling in for Scott McKay. Hello, Erica.
Good morning.
Mr. Speaker, one of the big issues facing the state is the proposed pension settlement. We know it has to go through a lot of hurdles before the General Assembly would even consider it. But if the settlement makes it through those hurdles, are you committed to having a vote this year on the pension settlement?
I'm committed to studying the pension settlement. I don't know if it's even going to get to us at this point. Considering that and considering all the other challenges, we have not put a lot of time and effort into the settlement right now. We're concentrating on other issues. If the settlement gets to us, we'll address it when it gets to us. However, in light of all the other challenges right now, in light of the change in administration and the speakership, I find that very difficult to do. But I don't want to prejudge anything. I will certainly look at it. I will certainly consider it if it gets to us, and I'll certainly consider all options.
The settlement would preserve 96% of the savings from the 2011 overhaul of the pension system. Why is there so much lack of enthusiasm in the legislature about voting on this settlement?
I'm not sure there's a lack of enthusiasm. We don't know if it's going to get to us. The process has been frustrating from the legislative viewpoint. We passed a bill that we were informed had to be designed a certain way to shore up the pension system. We were told that it would sustain legal challenge, and I believe it would or it will. The court then forced mediation. The court and mediators drafted a piece of legislation. The court, in conjunction with the mediators and all the parties involved, drafted a piece of legislation. It's being presented to us and say you have to pass it exactly as is. That's not a typical legislative process.
Let's go to Erica.
Who will you be supporting in the governor's race?
Not decided yet. Stay tuned.
A very contentious issue at the end of the last legislative session was tolls on the Saconnet River Bridge. What is your position on tolling that bridge and Representative Edwards' larger bill for transportation infrastructure funding?
I'm not as familiar with that bill as I could be. Regarding tolling, long before I became Speaker, I said I'm beginning to think that we should not impose too much cost burden on the East Bay. That being said, my biggest concern is the infrastructure issue statewide. We have to address that comprehensively. I think if we found a mechanism to improve our infrastructure, we can get more construction workers to work, we can better our economy, we could be more proud of our state. So we'll look at the issue comprehensively. Right now, I'm not in favor of tolls, but I haven't made any firm decisions.
In your speech following your election as Speaker on Tuesday, you said you want members to play a more active role in running the House. So do you plan to advocate any specific rules changes in the House to facilitate that goal?
I don't believe it's going to require a rules change. It's going to require a different leadership style. Myself and my leadership team are going to be very embracive of our members. I want to hear from my members. And in fact, it's funny. As soon as you become Speaker, your closest friends think they no longer have access to you. I spent time with some of my closest friends to say, please knock on my door. I don't care that I'm the Speaker. Come in, collaborate with me, give me your ideas, help me. So that's the approach.
One of the issues that sometimes doesn't help buff up the image of the General Assembly is how so much legislation is passed at the end of the year in June. Do you see any need to change that, or do you think that's just the nature of things?
Essentially, it's the nature of things. I think that's the complaint in every legislature across the country. We've been working on that, and we will continue to work on that. I'd like to be able to work on changing that, but am I going to be able to accomplish that now as we're approaching April? We still have a lot of legislation to get through, and it's April, so we'll do the best we can.
Another issue that is going to come up is repaying the bondholders for 38 studios. Should the General Assembly approve that payment this session?
The General Assembly should protect the interests of our taxpayers. How we protect that, I'm not sure right now. We've got an analysis and a report that's being developed at this time by an expert. I'm going to look at the report, and that's going to help me make my decision. My decisions are going to be made on what's best for the citizens. I'm not sure right now. I can tell you that as Speaker, I will do whatever I think is best in the interest of the people. And sometimes when you choose the responsibility, you have to lead to people to where they should go for their own best interest. And I'm not sure if that requires paying the bondholders back or not. Let's look at the expert report, see how much confidence we have in the expert report, see how specific it is, and then I'll make that decision.
We're talking here with House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello, and I'd like to go through a lightning round of some questions with quicker answers. Do you support calling a vote this session on legislation to restore the State Ethics Commission's oversight of the General Assembly?
Not sure. That's going to be something we have to take a look at. I'm not sure if I'm going to even have time to even consider that.
How about do you support repealing the master lever?
That's something that I'm going to try to give consideration to. Once again, unfortunately, time constraints, but there seems to be some public support for that. Now that I'm Speaker, I'm going to give it a little more attention, see if I can give it the attention it deserves, and you know, we'll see where that goes.
Should the governor have a line item veto in the budget?
I don't support that.
Why not?
Because I think at that point you dilute the interest of the assembly. Just have the governor write it and pass it and give it to the taxpayers. Why do you need the assembly involved at that point?
We see how Massachusetts continues to gear up with more plans for gambling. What do you think Rhode Island should do to protect the state's third largest source of revenue here, which comes from gambling?
Whatever we can do. And now that I'm the Speaker, I'm sure a lot of different considerations are going to be presented to me. I have not given that any consideration. Nobody suggested anything at this point. I've always supported that revenue stream, and I think it's a very important one to us. It's going to be challenged, so I don't know. Let's see where the evidence takes us.
Can you tell us who some of your political inspirations have been? You're fairly new to the General Assembly, having been elected just in 2006. Where were you inspired into politics?
I was inspired into politics by my desire to help people, whether it's through politics or just through me being a regular citizen. I like helping people. I'd prefer helping people than having people help me. I'm uncomfortable with being helped. I'd rather help people. And politics is my venue, my avenue to accomplish that. So I'm honored that my constituents trust me enough to do that. And I'm going to keep working on helping people. And inspirational figures, John Kennedy. I just thought he was a man of the people. And I like being a person of the people. From my speakership, I'm going to try to be one of my colleagues that's working as hard as I can to set a good agenda for my citizens, and I'm going to work as hard as I can for them, for my colleagues in the House and the citizens of the state.
Some state reps have been frustrated that bills with a significant amount of support, say 26 co-sponsors, don't get a vote on the House floor. Are you willing to make any changes in terms of saying that if a bill gets that much support, it deserves a vote on the floor?
Bills that get that much support end up on the floor. Sometimes you get a lot of signatures on a bill, and people that are on that bill will come upstairs and say, please don't let that onto the floor for this reason or that reason. It's easy to get co-sponsors on a bill. It's a little harder to get it on the floor. I'm going to put on the floor bills that are good for the state. Sometimes it will all be in agreement, and sometimes we won't. And that's a leadership position that I accepted. I'm going to do the job. From my position, I have to be true to myself, and I have to be true to my relationship with my citizens, and I'm going to honor that commitment and that relationship.
You're new in the role of Speaker, and we imagine the responsibility of the job is still settling in for you. What benchmarks should people use in evaluating your effectiveness as time goes on?
They should first and foremost consider that I only have 100 days in this session to make my mark. So I'm going to do the best I can throughout this session and then work as hard as I can to get reelected. I hope and anticipate being Speaker in January. And that's when you can really start judging me. 100 days is not long enough to make your mark. I think what we're going to get in this session is going to be the confidence that I have in the community. I'm going to set a tone that's going to better our community, better our state. I'm going to work to do the people's business as hard as I can. But to the expectation right now that the world is going to be transformed in 100 days is probably unrealistic. So I ask everybody to work with me, to stick with me, to help me, to collaborate. And we're going to do a good job, but I need and want one entire term in order to really make my mark.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Erica Nadowski from the AP.
Thanks for having me.
And House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello.
Thank you.